This is a special invitation, a call for entries to We the 92%, an anthology of Black women's documenting this time. Your essays, poetry, prayers of resistance, open letters, and more, preserving our voices, our truths, and our testimony in a time when our history is being rewritten, challenged, and erased, are being accepted. Submission deadline is midnight, December 20th. Details at wethe92.com.
I'm Candy Shannon, host of Morning Brew, the Friday edition, from 5 to 8 a.m. on member-supported WPFW Washington, 89.3 FM.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. You gotta talk to the people.
Fly the American way. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas.
Okay. All right, and good morning, listeners. Welcome to Community Watching Comment, Friday edition. And this morning, we got some things we'd like to share with you.
Chop it up.
Hey. And, of course, it's most important that we hear from you, because this is Community Watch and Comment, meaning we want to hear your voices discussing the issues that are relevant and pertinent to you. Okay? Community Watch and Comment. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And, hey. All right. Hey, little touch of snow this morning, man.
It is.
You know, little touch of snow. You know, looks romantic, but then fortunately, you know, it's not too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So today, Community Watching Comment. First of all, I want to thank all of you guys for, you know, the year-end gifts and things like that. As Katia, you know, just says, you know, end of year giving is much appreciated. Emancipation Radio, you know, mm-hmm. That's what it's about. You know, free your mind, and you know what will follow. And please be, you know, consider that as you make your end of the year contributions. Keep PFW in mind, okay? All right. So the phone number is 202-580-8893. This morning, we want to get your thoughts on some of the stories that have emerged. There's always something, mm-hmm. But these stories are quite extraordinary. You know, the old the drug boat thing is escalating, as well as it should, in terms of disclosure. We have issues surrounding this war with Venezuela, this purge, Chip? Emerging war with?
Yeah, I mean that's the whole thing. Is that the administration's calling it a war? But I thought Congress were the ones that enacted the war. I don't know that that's the president's purview.
That's a big question and a very dangerous question. And those are, we want to get your thoughts about that. But the boat, sinkings. It's like murder, mayhem, and rule of law,
or lack thereof, exactly.
Yeah. And we'd like to know what y'all think about that. Okay. Soldiers, those involved in the military, don't like it because it puts them at risk, of course. Legally, they're not worried about getting shot. They're worried about, getting lawyered, getting indicted.
Well, I'm sure many of them feel like it puts them in moral jeopardy. It's inhumane.
We would like to get your comments on that and more. This Friday we're going to do open mic, talk about the stories that that you'd like to get some feedback on or share some information about. There's plenty to talk about. That whole vaccine board.
Yeah, CDC voted to remove the recommendation for the Hep B vaccination at birth. And when you put someone in charge who has no idea of the science, and has spent much of his life railing against vaccines from a conspiracy, not a science point of view, but a conspiracy point of view, this is what you wind up with, and it's terrifying when you look at the numbers. I mean, we went to a recommendation that all children should be vaccinated with the Hep B vaccine at birth in 1991. At that point, there were 18,000 children infected with Hep B yearly. Half of them would die from it, to where this last year we were down to just 2,000 kids having Hep B. So the vaccine works, And now, we're on the precipice of possibly sliding back, and we're seeing it all over. We've seen measles crop up again, children dying of whooping cough, which, hadn't happened for 30 years,
And, the sad part about it is that it's these are affecting children,
right?
Not soldiers, not this, that. These are children
who don't have agency in the decision.
Exactly. So what they come out with, and that's the fun. I shouldn't say funny part about it, because there ain't nothing funny about it. But that these learned gentlemen, ladies, could not agree on the language that they had set forth to change. Well, do you really want those guys in charge?
Yeah.
Google working on your automobile,
I think the learned ones knew exactly what they thought and what should happen. The problem is they were overrode by the ones who aren't learned, and the learned ones push back heavily, They had the numbers. They said, you know, there are 400 studies over, you know, the past 40 years, you know, that and yet in light of this fact, these other people are, they're anecdotal, you know? It's like...
And look, anecdotal and unqualified.
Right.
So that creates a problem. So that's, you know, you folks follow, make sure you follow, because this affects your kids.
Right.
Okay.
And your grandkids, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, you know, these guys, they're not asleep at the wheel. They're asleep at the wheel and know they're asleep at the wheel. And this is the result. You know, they can't come up with a rational policy. And you know, let's let you think about that. Okay. You know, there's been this attack on vaccines, you know, since COVID. And now we have, you know, a body that is ready to just carte blanche, change the rules and the policies and whatnot, and they can't agree themselves. So, yeah, let's get to those phones. 202-588-0893, that's community watching comment. And also, by the way, we have a town hall coming up, guys. Town hall, PFW town hall. All right, that's going to be a 13. Let me see here. Let me pull up the old visual.
Well, visual. You know, the one thing I was going to also bring up about this Hep B, which is part and parcel with what we're seeing with this administration. Hep B infection. If an infant is infected with Hep B, they have like a 70% to 90% chance of developing a chronic infection, which will lead to some kind of severe liver issue, cancer, cirrhosis, later in life. And that's what we're seeing here, is that a lot of this stuff, you know, we should be up in arms and fighting now, because it's not just about now. These policies and things that this administration are doing will carry on into the future.
Exactly. You know,
every rule that this administration bends or breaks will likely lead to that rule being bent or broken further down the road, or some other rule bent or broken further down the road. So it sets us on a path. And the end point, even though you may be able to grimace and move forward now, the end point is horrible. You know, it's just horrible.
202-580-0893. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, listener. You're on WPFW. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Well, I'm coming at you with conspiracy, man. I'm thinking about the last show that Tony Browder did. He was talking about food and good health and alternative medicine. And I just want to say that America and the West have invested in modifying not only the meat, but also the green leafy vegetables and the fruit. So that's not conspiracy. That's fact. If you look into it, you will see that there's almost a famine of good food in America. And here in Germany, tomatoes, they have a thick wall, not a skin, so that they last in shipment. That's genetically modified tomatoes. Cucumbers, the same thing. They're spongy, and the seeds are deformed. So I just say to you there in America, take care what you're eating. Take care with your education. Take care with listening to WPFW. I'm done, fellas.
All right. Thank you, Rick. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning? It's snowy and cold.
How about that?
That definitely is true. I heard you this morning, and you first started out talking about the terrible things going on in Venezuela, which, and then you switched to talking about your concerns about the health. And I think there's something that underlies both of them, and that's the informing of the American public. And I think except for PFW, and even PFW has volunteers who are informed by the general media and whatever. And I think in this country, we're not really informed. I have to say that I don't understand a lot of the coverage in the United States. We hear that United States is calling these people criminals that have no court things saying that they're drug runners or anything else, and they're killing them. Yet, we're the country that puts a label on people, and the media goes with it. We put a label that these are drug runners, and we're only concerned that they killed two people surviving in a boat who, you know, the boat was sunk, and there were two survivors, and they then shot the two survivors. And that's supposed to be news. Why is not the news? Why is not the U.S. Congress coming up shouting for his impeachment, shouting that he's a murderer because he's murdering people who are not guilty of anything? It's like when Israel said that people in the care agency, eight people out of 13,000 were Hamas or some such thing. And even if they were, that's their right to be that. You can be a resistor in anything. I think. And then when you go to health, do you forget that the health industry in the United States runs the medical things? I don't think Robert F. Kennedy does, and I see him being labeled as someone who doesn't go with the science. Yet when I hear him testify, all he has six times as much science as the health representatives who are claiming some of the claims that you're claiming.
Robert F. Kennedy?
No, pardon? But he doesn't. He doesn't. What he
but
does,
he does.
Is he
checks. But he does. He, I, I'm he, sorry,
he does not. He does not.
He had 220 studies versus six by
sir,
the people who were making the claims you made.
Sir, you know, Mr. Kennedy's track record is well documented. So
well,
you can look that up for yourself.
By the media, which does not
it's
do anything.
It's well documented. I just said well documented. You can find your own source of documentation. But it's out there, all right?
You just said, but he doesn't. But I saw six of his things before Congress. He had a hell
like
of a
I said,
lot.
Sir,
I mean, a heck of a lot more.
Sir, like I say, he's in that position for a reason, okay? And you know his.
Oh,
his
hold on. I'm sorry.
His philosophies. You know, are those that are accepted by the administration. He's the one in position. His positions are clearly available to for people to look at and inspect. They have been doing so for years. Okay. Then you make your own conclusions. But
apparently, you don't agree with what I just said before, that his pictures.
I don't.
Is being set up by the.
Well, it doesn't matter whether we agree or not. We're just saying there's an alternative point of view.
But that's true. Okay? What I just said that his image has been set up by people who make a lot of money on drugs in this country, and then you would believe that they have just altered the thing so people would believe what you believe. I don't. I saw him on six different occasions. Going in Congress, and he had a lot more. And I just heard the person say, "No, he doesn't." But he relies
okay,
on the science
thank
much more than
all right,
the.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate your input. Okay. 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. This morning on community watching comment, we're talking about the several things, including this emerging war on Venezuela. You know, with the drug boat shootings and
you mean war in quotations, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, The other thing I was going to push back on the last caller is that I do hear, the media often will push back and say that these attacks on these boats are suspected drug dealers, and that this administration has not given any proof that there were drugs on any of these boats. We have not seen any proof whatsoever that there were actually drugs on these boats. And in fact, often I see posted pictures of these boats with blue barrels on them, that are photos of these drug runners. But when I look at the photos and research them, they're from 6, 7, 8 years ago. So they're not the current boats that we're talking about. But as yet, that's one of the things that this administration has done by this war on these drug dealers. They're destroying any kind of evidence to prove that these guys actually had anything. You know, it's like cops opening fire on a car that's just running down the road and saying, oh, well, they were drug runners. Really? Where are the drugs? Well, we destroyed the car, so now we don't have the proof. Okay.
Well, and Chip, let me just say this. Revelations come hard. People, sometimes just don't want to accept what they see in their own eyes. Okay.
Right.
I was amazed at how steadfast the Republicans were on denying all of this and encouraging more of this. It's like what in the world
are they thinking?
Where are people's minds?
Well, why aren't we asking the fundamental question? Like I said, if you had drug dealers driving through,
because they're not understanding.
This is one thing.
They know they're breaking the law.
Well, let me just throw this one thing out there. If you had drug dealers driving through the streets of Chicago, would you send the Air Force to destroy their car? No, you would send the police to stop them, pull them over, and find the drugs. Why are we sending the Navy to destroy these boats? Ron, let me finish, please. We have a police force on the seas. It's called the Coast Guard. They come up to ships all the time. They stop them. They find the drugs. They arrest the people. Why are we sending the military to do a police action?
Everybody agrees with that premise. That's the question. You're right. That's the question. It doesn't make sense. There is no rationale for that. And they are stumbling over backwards, trying to come up with one. Okay? Even their Republican colleagues, are like, oh man, we really put our finger in this one.
Right.
Like I say, the revelations that the fact that this is coming out is helpful. So let's see what the listeners got to say about this. 202-580-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Hello, caller. Okay. Let's go to the next one.
Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning. Come on now. We know the deal. This is a false flag operation out there by Venezuela. They are bombing those boats to put fear in anybody who might think they might want to trade with Venezuela by boat. And Robert Kennedy Jr., that worm must be really messing with his head. Because you can trust and believe that as a child, he got a vaccination by Jonas Salk, who made the vaccine for the kids so that he wouldn't get cerebral palsy. It's plain and simple. It's a false, that Venezuela thing is a false flag operation to put fear in anybody. We know the deal. And that's all I have to say about that. Y'all have a good day here.
Same here.
All right. Thanks for your call. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW.
Hello.
Hello.
I have three points to make if I am able to make them, because if I'm going to be allowed to, because my first point is that, excuse me, my first point is that every time I try to make a point, I get interrupted and I don't get to finish my point. But I just want to let you know that even if I have to make it little by little by calling every Friday and doing every little, you know, in little bits and pieces, I will. My second point, just like you did the other caller, just before.
Ma'am, why don't you make your point? We got other callers.
Exactly. I will
make your point. Come on now. Come on. Nobody's holding you back.
Okay, my thing. Excuse me.
I said nobody's holding you back.
Okay, one thing I want to say. My second point is, I would like to say, it came just the same. It came without presents, ribbons, or tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And that is my, you know, that's what I want to say when I keep saying that we should not support our own oppression, that we should not be buying all these presents and feeding into the economy that's oppressing us, this capitalist system. And we all know where that comes from, the Grinch who stole Christmas. It's just a little lighthearted thing, but which brings me to my third point, which is an article that I read in The Intercept that says liberal elites kick the door wide open for Trump's flagrant corruption. You're talking about this corruption now? That's because of the groundwork that I've been saying, and just made the same points that I've been trying to say this whole time. And you keep talking about how, you know, other people's eyes are closed. Your eyes are closed because you're not accepting the fact that the Democrats actually laid the groundwork for what's going on now. You complain about what's going on now, but if it weren't for the Democrats' capitulation all these years, we wouldn't be in this position in the first place. One of the things that it says here in the article is that it says it was all when people were faced with the choice between someone trying to convince you the game that's obviously been fixed is actually not rigged, that's, you know, Chip doing saying stuff like that, oh, it's not rigged, and or someone who tells you how they cheat and promise to help you get ahead a little bit, people would gravitate toward the latter. Part of the early MAGA mythos was built on a resignation to the fact that our rule of law is fundamentally perverted to create two parallel tracks of justice. An unforgiving,
okay, man, tell you what, let's do this.
Cultural system.
How about sharing with our listeners?
This is what I'm saying.
The article that,
and a cushion.
Listen now, please. Ma'am, please.
Will you please listen to me?
I want you to share the name of the article so that other people can read it.
I just said that at the beginning. But
I just want you to repeat it because I got to let you go.
I'll say it again. Okay. I'll say it again, and then it says it's then without interrupting me because it just ruins the whole.
Come on now.
Everything. It makes it all choppy. The create a two parallel tracks of justice, an unforgiving, punitive carceral system for most people, and a cushy, consequence-free dinner party circuit for the ruling class. And then it says the answer isn't simply to go back to electing more reasonable politicians. As long as the two tracks of our justice system diverge, the game stays rigged. And so to answer your question, it's from the article from The Intercept. It's called Liberal Elites Kick the Door Wide Open for Trump's Flagrant Corruption.
Thank you.
And they have been.
That's something our listeners can go and look up and check out. So appreciate your content.
Yes.
Okay? Thank you very much. See, The Intercept. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right,
but then to further my point.
No, we're done. We got other callers. So, you know, We appreciate your comments, okay? 202-588-0893. Community watch and comment. With Chip Jones and me, Ron Pinchback.
I just want to know. Okay.
Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Okay. Good morning. You on WPFW. Your station for jazz and justice.
Okay, is it me?
That's you.
That's you.
Yes, hi. How y'all doing? I've been listening to you for a long time. You guys have a great format. You have a good show. You can put out so much information to all the people to help people. But you guys are missing a lot of things. People call in. You cut them off before they make good points. You won't let people talk sometimes. I wish you would go with truth and not belief. Give truth, facts, not what people believe. Thank you very much. Enjoy your show.
Okay. But I think that's when we cut people off, it's usually because they're not speaking truth. They're speaking what they believe. So, I mean, we are always in trouble either way we go. You know,
that's true.
I just wanted to say that the caller before that who says I always cut her off, I didn't say a single word. I mean, she says pretty much the same thing every week, which brings us...
That's all right. We ain't going to get into all that.
No, but I mean, my only contention has been, every time we discuss, is that she brings us to a point where there is no movement forward. You know, this idea that both sides are equal, you know, doesn't matter, you know, which side we vote for, it's always the same, that leaves us with no option except violent revolution, which I don't think any one of us are going to ever condone or believe is a method of change. I mean, that's my only contention, is that, you know...
And there will be those who will be willing to debate you on that. You
right.
Know? So, but, you know, so... But anyhow, this is community watching comment. You know, people are going to say stuff. And, you know, and I will take exception to the notion that we cut people off. No, we don't do that. No, you know, that's one of the things. That's one of the principles that you know, that built the show.
Right.
You know, that created the show, so that people wouldn't get cut off. So if we cut people off, it's either because it's a time issue, because we got other callers that we want to, you know, allow to share their thoughts, and that's it.
Yeah, because I mean, if we really didn't want to give them the opportunity, as she said, she calls every Friday, which she does pretty much, we wouldn't take her call. I mean, we let her on every time she calls.
And it's, you know, and that's, but once again, that's the nature of this show. So I just want to take exception to that one statement there, because no, we don't cut people off like that. All right, let's go back to the phones. 202-588-0893. The number to call for a community watching comment. And let's see, we have another caller. Let's go to a good morning caller. You're on WPFW.
Grand Rising. Am I on the air now?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Grand Rising to you all. The last statement, one of the comrades said, I don't think any of us here, meaning you all, would condone violent revolution. I wonder what you think about 1776. And the white men there fighting against the white men from Britain, from England. Okay, I'll leave that alone. Just to address that point, but you don't condone violent revolution. You do, because you substantiate the reality of the United States. Now listen, I've been listening to you guys speak, and you deny people's comment that you cut them off. I've been listening to you guys now for quite some time, and you do, I must say, consistently cut people off, and then you start speaking what you all believe. And much of what you are saying is not based in factual reality. It is basically your belief, your thoughts, and your ideas. And that's what people are coming here calling doing. They're telling you, a lot of people are telling you things that they read, like this sister was documenting what she was reading, what she read, and giving her summation of the article. But you talk more than you allow the callers to talk, but you say you don't cut them off. That's not true. You do.
And I disagree with you, sir. So, you know, I've been doing the show for years. Yeah. I know our policies. I know we don't cut people off. Like I say, you know,
you're not missing yourself. Then, if you say that consistently, you say that.
No, you don't.
Okay, it's interesting though. But you went for 45 seconds without any interruption by either one of us. The caller, the woman that you spoke of.
You are waiting for me to say something.
I let you go for 45 seconds. Give me just a few. The woman who you're addressing before.
You don't have to explain the woman. Please, you don't have to go back to her. Let's go on to another caller. I thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay. I was just going to say the woman that he was talking about, she talked for over 35 seconds without any interruption whatsoever. You know, so
we're not counting the seconds. We're just trying to keep the show moving. Give other people opportunities to express themselves. That's it. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW.
Hey, good morning.
You're watching comments.
Yes.
All right, good morning. What's your call? What's your comment?
Yeah, I did. I just want to say, first of all, good morning, Chip. Good morning, Ron.
Hello.
The proof of what this person who called with every Friday and now she's got callers calling in arguing as to whether or not who's cutting off who and if you're being cut off or whatever. First of all, let me say this. Y'all been on the air doing the community comment forever. And you wouldn't be on the air doing what you've been doing forever if you were not doing it well. Okay? And for people who think that they're being cut off or whatever, let me tell you like this, man. I used to work in different office environments and sometimes in a help desk capacity around computers and services rendered by computers and what have you. And one of the number one things you do when you're in those environments is you do not let somebody come in your house and control your house. And when y'all taking these phone calls from these people, whatever approach you think is appropriate for that moment in that time, guess what? They have the choice to call or to not call. Now, look, we want the community to be a part of this, and it's been a long time, 48 years or whatever. And I've been around PFW, even volunteered there before, going back to the 81, 82, somewhere in there. But nevertheless, my point is you are doing a fantastic job. And don't let people come in there because you know this community is full of people with a certain level of consciousness, how if it's on point or not, that's not for me to say, but they will call you guys with agendas. And these agendas, when they can't get their agendas off, they get this, people say they get their shorts in a bunch and they want to attack you guys. I don't know why you're attacking them. You could just not call because, you guys do a fantastic job, have always done a great job. And I say continue to do a great job, and I'm going to leave with this one little final note. I'm going to say it again. Do not let the public come in your house and control your house. Y'all brothers have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Yeah.
205-0893.
Yeah, I guess our hard part is that we think that this is the public house, so we got to let them come in. We got to let them say what they want to say. That's what we do.
We got to open the door. Mm. All right. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Is it me?
That's you.
That's you.
Okay. So, Ron and Chip, this is difficult to say because I love WPFW. I listen to PFW from the time I wake up until the time I go to bed at night. And I read lots of articles and listen to a lot of podcasts and listen to this phony old news that's on here so I can just, you know, have something to compare it to, if you will. But I'm going to vehemently disagree with the last caller. This is not your house. This is what his words. This is not me saying that, but this is not your house. This is the people's house. This is community watch and comment. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Ron, I think you do interrupt people. And Chip, you get into this like debate thing with people. And the thing is, people want to call in and feel safe to see something, which was the watch part, and comment about what they're feeling. They don't want to call to get into a debate with either one of you, then if that's how it's going to go, then the show should be renamed something else. This show is not about agreement. Chip, the show is not about you, then, for women who are listening, mansplaining, because that's how sometimes it does come off, okay, and coming up with some sort of factoid and proving something. Even if you believe that what someone is saying is false, people come to WPFW for safety to at least comment about what they're feeling. You two are the facilitators of this program. So if I could say this, maybe what should happen, you know, and maybe this is like a New Year's resolution for how the show could be better. One, maybe there should be a show to say, hey, how can we make the show better? How could it be different? What are the things we're doing right and the things we're doing wrong? Number two, perhaps at the beginning of the show, it should air something like, this show doesn't have the views of the host or Pacifica Radio. The views are just on the views of the people calling in. You know, a disclaimer, okay? Mm-hmm. But it would be nice to not debate the two of you because, like the sister said, people do call and you do cut people off. And then, like the brother said, then there's this sort of like discussion between the two of you regarding what people said. And that takes up calls who are trying to call in to make their point. So please, pretty please, as a 20-year listener, actually more than that, mm-hmm. maybe like 30, please let people say what they want because it's their comment. They're not here to debate you, even if it's wrong. Let people get their thing out, because sometimes when people get their thing out, then later on we can loop back around and come together as a people. But let people get their angst out, okay?
Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
In that process, though, you don't think that we have some kind of responsibility to fact? I mean, that's one of the problems. Oh, go ahead.
But I'm answering you. You asked me, I'm answering you. No, I don't. I remember months ago, and it was like a splinter in my brain. I remember if I had to make this call, because I've been wanting not to make this call. Hmm. Okay? I remember somebody was going back and forth with you, and I think someone said the same thing that I said. And you said, well, this show is about a conversation. No, this show is not about a conversation. This is community watch and comment. People just want to comment on what they have to say. You don't have to agree with them. In fact, maybe what you should do or what you could do is say, hey, does anybody agree with this last caller just said? It make it feel more communal as opposed to the people are coming on the phone just getting back and forth with you. It feels combative. It doesn't feel communal. Do you get what I'm saying? Stop having
to
go back and forth.
I get what you're saying.
I
get exactly what you're saying.
I just think that we also have a responsibility for the truth.
Yeah, we have responsibility, but I get what she's saying,
mm-hmm.
and that is this, you know, this show, you know, was created to be a platform, an open-ended platform, you know, for the people. That's why we don't have guests. You know, we want our listeners to have access to, you know, these airwaves. So yes, there are things that we can do better, and I will, in the spirit of which you have, described the issue, we will strive to do better, okay? And this station these airways do belong to the people, and that's the most important thing. Now, sometimes, we're put in situations where, and see, we've had this discussion before about facts. Well, who's facts? Everybody has facts. And unfortunately, people get their facts from various resources. So we're not going to always agree on things. However, once again, this is the people's airways. And we will maintain that posture as we have in the past. So to you, caller, thank you very, very much. Mm-hmm. We call it pulling our coattails. We appreciate the spirit in which your advice and thoughts were given. All right, we have, three more callers? Let's go to them. 202-588-0898. Okay. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Is this me?
That's you.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I thought that the last woman who called raised several points just brilliantly. And I am amazed that WPFW, which was founded as an anti-war station, is taking the position of having someone who's calling his views facts when all he does is support the Democratic Party. And the Democrats, if Biden did everything that every president for decades has done in supporting an illegal settler colonial state with a horrible occupying army in Israel, you threw out, when you talk about violent revolution, you threw out all of the African liberation struggles and anti-colonial struggles around the world. You threw out the Haitian revolution. You threw out the Cuban revolution. You're basically, completely undermined. You're ignoring the fact that both of the biggest anti-war coalitions during Vietnam were led by two different, there's a lot of branches of communism, but they were led basically by communist groups. It's just appalling, and I'm just going to be really blunt about this, and I'm sorry to do it. I think I've been calling in for 20 years. I still donate. I rarely call in now because, of this business about being cut off. Most people's greatest fear is public speaking. And I think Ron at one time was extremely fair and open-minded, allowed people to speak. I'm 80 years old. Ron, I think besides you're having changed, your outlook somewhat, I think you need to face the fact that as we grow older, we're not always fully in command of what we're doing. And I honestly don't think you recognize what you're doing. And I think that the lady just said it so well. This is supposed to be for the community to call in and to say that you know the truth, either of you, as you do, Chip. This is just wrong, and there is a great deal of evidence that isn't always published in this country about the corruption of the pharmaceutical industry and its controls, just as we have the other major component of the economy is the armaments industry. And first and foremost, their goal is to make profits and not to keep people well. There's just a lot that could be said. I won't go on, but I think it's time for WPFW to really consider a change, because this monopoly by the host of most of the time on the air during community watch and comment is really atrocious. And it used to be that almost all of the radio shows on WPFW that were talk shows would have a time when people could call in on each show. It used to be that people were allowed to call in at the noon hour almost every day for community watch and comment. And those shows now, they never take anyone. This is our one opportunity sometimes during the week. And you're monopolizing that. It's not a community radio station if you keep this up. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. That's the measure of the beast.
Let's see. Okay, let's go on.
Yeah. Welcome to WPFW.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
Yes, Mike, there are a couple of concerns. I would agree with the last three callers. The two women, the woman that just spoke and the gentleman before that, and then the woman who spoke earlier. But I wanted to talk about something else. One of the biggest concerns I have is that half of the U.S. federal tax dollars is being spent on the Department of Defense. And yet, there has not been an audit, a full audit, of what they're doing with that money. So that allows them to use that money to deal with drugs, as they did in trying to supply weapons for the Contras and bringing cocaine in this country. It has to deal with drugs as far as if you just do the research. When we were in Afghanistan, 90% of the heroin coming in this country came from Afghanistan. We spent $2.3 trillion in Afghanistan. And as we were spending $2.3 trillion in Afghanistan, one has to ask the question, how was it that once the United States announced they were going to leave, in less than they said they were going to leave in 2 weeks, in less than 2 days, the army that we were supposed to be training for 19 years disappears. The president goes down to the central bank, takes out $1 billion, jumps on the plane, and goes to the Middle East. And the questions that I would have hoped to have seen discussed on PFW is, how do we call justification for what is happening with our tax dollars? We got people now who can't afford housing, who can't afford food, who can't afford child care. You know, and yet we're allowing both the Democrats and the Republican parties to keep putting more and more of our tax dollars to wars, unjust, illegal wars. And yet there seems to be, of you two hosts, you don't even discuss it. You don't even bring it up. And maybe that's one of the reasons why we didn't make our goal this time, because people are getting frustrated with people like you two, who think you know what's going on, and I'm interested to know, what movements have you been a part of? And that's it. We need a demand for an audit of the Department of Defense. What is happening with the $1 trillion that's being spent every year by the Department of Defense? And yet, there's no audit. The last time they did a partial audit, they went around trying to explain that they were buying toilet seats for $25,000 and hammers for $6,000.
All right. Well, you know what? You got a legitimate beef there. Yeah, because the question is, you know, who's going to do that audit? Do you trust those who would do the audit? Can you trust those who would do the audit? But it's definitely necessary. All right. Well, listen, this has been an interesting conversation with you folks out there. And this is Community Watching Comment. I want to remind you about the town hall that we got coming up on the 13th.
You know, nowadays, seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles?
The WPFW Local Station Board is hosting a community town hall on Saturday, December 13th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. Our theme is Free Airwaves, Fighting for Community and Public Radio. With the economic upheaval caused by DOGE, the social stress exacerbated by the military occupation of the capital, and the harm inflicted on innocent people by ICE agents, it is more important than ever to have an independent grassroots media focused on building communities, amplifying marginalized voices, and driving social movements. The town hall takes place on Saturday, December 13th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. at the Brookland Busboys and Poets, 625 Monroe Street, Northeast in the district. Additional information can be found online at wpfwfm.org. WPFW, building community one broadcast at a time.
This is Medea Benjamin of Code Pink with the WPFW editorial. As Washington escalates towards confrontation with Venezuela, opinion polls show that in the United States and Venezuela, the majority oppose U.S. intervention. Yet instead of listening to the people, the Trump administration is charging ahead with escalation, labeling Venezuelan officials as terrorists, asserting the right to strike vessels in the Caribbean without evidence or congressional approval, tightening sanctions. This week, President Trump said something important, that he is willing to talk to President Nicolas Maduro. We hope so, but let's not be naive. The U.S. has used talks before as a cover for military action, including against Iran, engaging diplomatically one day while preparing strikes the next. So we have to ask, is this a sincere step towards peace or the prelude to something far more dangerous? The fundamental truth is that Venezuela is not our enemy, and war is not the answer. 28 million Venezuelans have already endured years of economic warfare through sanctions that block medicine, fuel, and basic goods. A U.S. military strike would only ignite an internal conflict and shatter countless lives. We've seen this story before, Iraq, Libya, Syria. So today, Code Pink calls on the White House to honor the will of the people and calls on Congress to rein in unauthorized military force and lift sanctions so Venezuelans can rebuild their own country in peace. For WPFW, I'm Medea Benjamin with Code Pink. You can learn more at codepink.org/Latin America.
Inviting all D.C. hand dancers, Philly boppers, Chicago steppers, Carolina shaggers, and West Coast swingers. The Treehouse Dreamers venue offers dance music from Motown and more every Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. at 4722 14th Street Northwest. DJ Jammin' Dave and other fine DJs provide an atmosphere offering seniors socialization while getting much-needed quality movement through familiar tunes and dance every Friday. Details at 301-922-4064. That's 301-922-4064. WPFW offering wellness through dance, one activity at a time.
Y'all, I am Jaren with Dreaming Out Loud.
And I'm Ron Motes with the Go-Go Museum and Cafe. This holiday season, Historic Anna Koch is bringing joy from December the 11th through the 22nd.
A celebration filled with daily surprises along Marion Barry and MLK Jr. Avenue Southeast. Christmas tree lighting, live concerts at the Go-Go Museum, and holiday meals and deals from your favorite Anacostia businesses.
12 days of festive family fun as you dine, shop, and explore DC's Arts and Culture District. Powered by the Anacostia Bid, artsagogo.org. For more information.
The WPFW Local Station Board is hosting a community town hall on Saturday, December 13th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. Our theme is Free Airwaves, Fighting for Community and Public Radio. With the economic upheaval caused by DOGE, the social stress exacerbated by the military occupation of the Capitol, and the harm inflicted on innocent people by ICE agents, it is more important than ever to have an independent grassroots media focused on building communities, amplifying marginalized voices, and driving social movements. The town hall takes place on Saturday, December 13th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. at the Brookland Busboys and Poets, 625 Monroe Street, Northeast in the district. Additional information can be found online at wpfwfm.org. WPFW, building community one broadcast at a time.
WPFW, Washington.